Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show, and today is Friday, September 23rd, 2016. I want to thank you for joining our show and explain to you why on Wednesday we had Larry Bergen repeat his show, and that was because I was in school. I actually went to the introduction, that's what they call it, D-U-C-T, introduction. A little bit of the brainwashing there going on for transfer and freshman students. It was very interesting. Two grueling days of blah, blah, blah at school. But it does get you excited. It does work. Brainwashing works. I am excited to be here, however, much more excited to be here. Today is call-in Friday. The phone number is 718-717-8296. I reached out to Dana Durnford, who, as many of you know, shares this venue with me sometimes on Friday. I have not heard back. I know he had to go to court. The nuclear industry has pretty much targeted Dana for going up and down the coast and verifying the fact that the coastline is bare post-Fukushima. And, you know, as a friend of mine said to me yesterday, it's boring. Nobody wants to hear about it. Really? Our children are dying. Brain cancer is the number one killer of children. Cancer's an epidemic. No seals, dead whales, and people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to know about it. They don't want to write their congressman, call their congressman, tell them to stop it. I mean, one of my conversations recently, as I'm sending Dr. Helen Caldicott some information on the Native American lands, because while they're out there fighting against the black snake, the invisible snake has been there for a long time, since World War II. Uranium tailings, there's over 15,000 mines, as we read. Actually, you haven't heard that part because that's a recorded video that I've done. I, on Wednesday, attempted to send Jules, our producer, a video. I was in school on Wednesday and realized, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about the show. I was so busy over the last corporate filing deadline with school, and I forgot I did not pre-record a show. So I came home and did, I think, I interviewed myself. I dug up some stuff on the Dakota Pipeline. I'm going to play it on Monday. It will be played on Monday. And that's going to also change our venues, changing up a little bit. On Mondays, I am going to have pre-recorded shows. So it's not going to be live, which will be an interesting thing. It always feels peculiar for me to pre-record. But I guess you, as the listeners, don't really notice. It's like when I listen to Libby Halevy, it sounds like she's live right then. And I do encourage you to listen to Libby Halevy's Nuclear Hot Seat. It is on this radio show. And the information, in fact, I encourage you to go to Gordon Edwards, type in Gordon Edwards Nuclear Hot Seat. Her two-part interview with Dr. Gordon Edwards from Canada is compelling. And in fact, I'm working on transcribing it because it is kind of a lengthy interview, the two things, but wow, that stuff needs to be put down on paper, what he's disclosed to us all in one place. Was really interesting. So today is Call-In Friday. The phone number is 718-717-8296. So no Dana Dernford and my friend Ed, who said he was the guy who did the whole thing on Disney a few months back. He was going to co-host with me and something came up, so here I am. But I wanted to share with you some things that I have gotten in the mail. I actually ordered through the Googles, my favorite place, I think it's Abe's Books. I went to Abe's Books, and I got, it's called The Testimony of Dr. Linus Pauling, Hearing Before the Subcommittee to Investigate the Administration of the Internal Security Act and Other Internal Security Laws of the Committee of the Judiciary, United States Senate. 86th Congress, 2nd edition, June 21st, 1960. Printed for the use of the Committee of the Judiciary. There are some hand markings on here that talk about Crete, page 275. Somebody wrote in pencil. But as I opened it up and looked at it, there's like a preface, the actual testimony with the people talking. But in the back of this, they submitted into writing, this was the meat of the testimony, folks. And I'm going to read the petition. What they were talking about was this. Petition to the United Nations, urging that an international agreement to stop the testing of nuclear bombs be made now. Submitted on 13 January 1958. Professor Linus Pauling and 9,234 other scientists. 9,234 other scientists. It's a swift one-page, five-paragraph letter. The book consists of page 79 through page 256, I believe. Let me see, it's the very end. Then they have the index. 255 of doctors whose names are on the list, 79 to 355. And this was in 1960. Do you think we could get 9,000 doctors and other scientists to say, please end nuclear? Or I wonder if we could start contacting these people and saying, I wonder how many of them are dead. I mean, some of them have to be alive. Anyways, I'm going to read this petition, a petition to the United Nations. Let me take off my glasses. It says, we, the scientists whose names are signed below, urge that an international agreement to stop the testing of nuclear bombs be made now. Each nuclear bomb test spreads an added burden of radioactive elements over every part of the world. Each added amount of radiation causes damage to the health of human beings all over the world and causes damage to the pool of human germplasm, such as to lead to an increase in the number of seriously defective children that will be born in the future nations. So long as these weapons are in the hands of only three powers, an agreement for their control is feasible. If testing continues and the possession of these weapons spreads to additional governments, the risk of outbreak of a cataclysmic nuclear war through the reckless action of some irresponsible national leader will be greatly increased. An international agreement to stop the testing of the nuclear bombs could now serve as a first step towards a more general disarmament and the ultimate effective abolition of nuclear weapons, averting the possibility of a nuclear war that would be catastrophic to all humanity. We have in common with our fellow men a deep concern for the welfare of all human beings. As scientists, we have knowledge of the dangers involved and therefore a special responsibility to make those dangers known. We deem it imperative that immediate action be taken to effect an international agreement to stop the testing of all nuclear weapons. Given that this was in 1960, I think they were probably effective. I mean, I think they did stop, although the U.S. government, I think, still does test. But, you know, we are seeing the net result of a government out of control. I kind of laughed at this, irresponsible world leaders. I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was Clinton and Trump. Like, and then that guy from North Korea, who I actually believe is, you know, works for the CIA. I don't believe he's quite a handy little villain, you know. Seems pretty easy for me. Well, the number, folks, is 718-717-8296. I am going to keep sharing with you some information that I think does not get read very often. And I have my little Book of the Constitution. And this is our preamble. And I don't think we hear this enough. Because right now, do you know that the people in Charlotte, I don't believe they even still have decent drinking water. Duke Energy's dumped some kind of mill thing in there several years ago and contaminated all the water in the city of Charlotte. And people are wondering why people are rioting in the streets there. And yes, I do believe it is instigated by Clinton goons to keep the topic off of her failing health. I mean, I think we're going to have a catastrophic airplane with the two of them being killed, and oh my God, what are we going to do? Or something like that. But I don't know. Something must be seriously wrong with the Clinton. The Clinton. I call her the Clinton. Because she can't possibly be a human being. Did you see that head, Bob? I don't know. Anyways, here is our Constitution, which gives me the right to say these things about Mrs. Clinton. Here we go. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. So when we think about this statement, it says to establish justice. Now, have we established justice? I mean, a more perfect union. A more perfect union than what? Coming in and murdering all the original people that were here and taking over their land and saying, hey, we like where you live and we want to plant our crops, so we're going to kill all of you folks. And sorry. Like right now, the uranium mining, it is off the charts. 15,000 mines, folks, were abandoned. And this is how they state it on the EPA website, either on government or tribal lands. And guess which one they really were on? Tribal lands, almost all of them. That's why cancer is off the charts. Genetic mutations, it's genocide. And I was reading out from the Black Hills, and they were talking about this really is genocide. They are the canary in the coal mine. And guess what? The canary ain't coming back out of the coal mine. It's really sad. It's really, really sad. So I do want to look at the mass animal deaths, just because that's kind of a little hobby of mine to share with you guys, because we don't hear about it. As Ed said, boring, Lonnie, that's boring. But you know what, like, I do not know how people like Mike Papantonio, all, you know, even, I mean, people out there, how they can consider themselves activists and still not talk about why we have these mass animal deaths. It is the plastic. It is all of it. Now, there's also on this page, I want to share this with you, and I hope you will come here, because also on this page, there's a button that says, mass bee death list, our dying, and then there's another button that says, our dying planet. I want to go to the mass bee death, because I just read that in Florida, that Zika virus spraying killed millions of bees. And I don't know where that was. It was pretty sure I read that it was like billions of bees. I don't know if it's hit the news yet or if that was last month. Maybe I was just reading. bee deaths, 2.5 million in Ohio. I mean, millions of bees due to insecticide spraying in America. Thousands of dead bees. 53% of honeybees die off in Comarca Lugera in Mexico. Millions of honeybees have died in Santander, Colombia. Nearly half of the hives died during the past year across America. That was reported in May. Let's look at the mass animal deaths. And the phone number, if anyone wants to call in and chat with me, is 718-717-8296. And that includes you, Mr. Ray McGovern. I'd still love to talk to you. I'm going to give you a call and see if we can get you on our radio show. Mass animal deaths, 22nd of September 2016. 6,000 birds killed due to avian flu in the Pyrenees, Atlantiques, France. 6,000 birds, avian flu, right? They always say the avian flu. They never say radiation poisoning. September 21st, thousands of dead fish wash up in Longboat Key, Florida. Wow. Hundreds, maybe thousands of dead fish washed up along the beach in Massachusetts. That was September 21st. Wow. September 19th, tens of thousands of dead fish washed up on the beach, Mersin, Turkey. September 19th, six dead seals found in Kazakhstan. September 17th, thousands of dead fish in Turkey. September 16th, tons of dead sardines washing up on the beach in Saudi Arabia. September 15th, 500 dead horseshoe crabs mysteriously washed up. Don't you love the mysterious? Mysterious is the new word for radiation poisoning, folks. It's a mystery. 15th of September, thousands of dead fish along the river in India. Dozens of dead ducks in North Carolina near Indian Trail. Wow. Why does that hurt when we hear about a duck being killed and not so hard if you hear about a sardine being washed up? I don't know. September 14th, 700 plus storks. 700. Imagine seeing 700 dead storks. Wow, that would be a shock. Dozens of seabirds found dead along the Gulf Coast in America. 140 turtles washed up this year. Cause unknown. Huh, another mystery. I wonder if, and they are specifically not testing them for radiation. No doubt. Test them for plutonium, folks. We'll find out why all these animals are dying. You know, it's not that we need to focus on these negative things. It's that we need to demand solutions. So I'm going to go to the Solutions Project that Carl Grossman talked about last week. He said it was a really good. In the key map on the bottom of the page, it talks about our resident roof PV system, a COM government roof PV system, solar PV plant, wave device, PSP plant, geothermal, wind onshore, hydroelectric, wind offshore, and tidal turbine. It says about us. The Solutions Project accelerates the transition to 100% clean, renewable energy for all people and purposes. To achieve this mission, we engage the public, celebrate and convene leaders, and advance partnerships and policies that make strides on the road to 100%. We implement this integrated model at the state level. To maintain our national reach, we develop inspired content, amplify story and media, and create opportunities to celebrate and activate leadership across the country. Bravo. Okay, well, I am going to celebrate and attempt to activate them, because none of these people, except for Carl Grossman, do I hear even talking about radiation. Do I hear Van Jones, president and founder, CNN political correspondent, saying, "Hey, by the way, these dead animals, it's not a mystery why those crabs washed ashore. It's real." Do I hear Van Jones saying that? It's caused by radiation. These scientists in 1960 said it's going to cause catastrophic harm, and we are ignoring it. Jamie Dean, Program Director of Climate and Energy for the 11th Hour Project. Now, you would think the 11th Hour Project would be extremely vocal about nuclear pollution. about demanding Indian Point be closed down, not allowing those two power plants in Indiana to be kept open a little while longer because they want to close down coal. I mean, maybe all of this just points to the fact that they know there's no going, unless they create something. You know, I was told by Jules that Sherry Edwards has been a guest on other shows here, and I have not heard her here, or maybe I did. No, I don't believe I did, because I have heard Sherry Edwards talk on other shows before I discovered UCY.TV. And I am very anxious. I'm going to reach out to her to come on my radio show because, as I've said many times, I think sound healing probably is the answer. And it's interesting that it's not even discussed on this solutions project. Have we heard about these people talking about Andres W. Lopez, partner, the law offices of Andres W. Lopez? Oh, man, I wonder if this organization will even talk to me about starting a class action lawsuit against TEPCO. This is outrageous. They're killing the freaking planet. Six nuclear power plants are in full meltdown. I mean, if anybody's going to Fukushima these days, you can see sparks flying all the time. It is worse than ever, folks. And we're going to pretend like the 2020 Olympics is fine. Just fine. You know what's ironic on the 2020 Olympics? That's perfect vision. I mean, I hadn't thought of that until I was at the indoctrination, I call it the indoctrination, the orientation at the university the other day. Because I am actually going to be the class of 2020, which is perfect vision. And we're going to have perfect vision. We're going to have the Olympics in the perfect vision year. Isn't that an irony? Irony in life abounds. That's a poem I wrote once. I mean, honestly, it is everywhere. And so these people, Marco Krapels, Senior Vice President, Strategy and Market, Global Markets, Solar City. I'm going to reach out to some of these people and see if we can't get some of them to give us some voice, because they're doing fabulous work. As Carl Grossman said, look at the options. I mean, we don't see any other. I've never seen a site that actually talks about the solutions, the energy to get us totally energy independent, all of these little buttons. And they have a super great interactive map that tells you where, how much energy they're getting from what. Like in Washington, they have they're very small amounts of PVC, a plumbing on top, where you put your plumbing on the top of the house. And very little water energy being used. They do have 10% solar panels being used. So they do actually talk about on this thing the levels of energy being used in each state. So it's, and you can click on the state and you can see. So most of the energy, hydroelectric, 35.4%, is in Washington State. Onshore wind is 35%. Wow, that's pretty good in Washington State. Transition. Okay, this is their 2050 projected energy mix. This is what they want to have eventually. So they want to have 35% hydroelectric. I don't know if the hydroelectric will work because the water's running out up there. And it's kind of hilarious that these people actually think we're going to be around by 2050 if we don't stop the nuclear thing. I mean, honestly. The phone number right now, folks, is 718-717-8296. You're listening to Lonnie Clark, the Age of Fission radio show. Today is Call-In Friday. Please do join us if you're listening. I know there's people in the chat room listening, because I'm always told people in the chat are talking about me, and I should go to the chat, but I am just not a multitasker. That is just not something I can do, is read people's chats and talk on the radio. So not go into the chat, but the people in chat can actually take time to stop chatting in the chat and give me a call. 718-717-8296. And I'm going to go to Facebook and see what's the folks is posted, because really the issue here is Facebook is really just the tea kettle. You know, I love these posts on, I was thinking about this last night, these memories on Facebook. This is what my memory was from 1 year ago. This is what they say is decommissioning at Fukushima. And then it says, crushed piping, Fukushima Daiichi, NPP. It's a story about all the crushed plumbing and piping. And it was on radical.org. And let me see if I'll just share it. And we'll just share it again. That's one that I will share again. Let's see if the story is even available. That's the downside, is a lot of these stories are just not available anymore. So I do want to read to you some more, folks, because I think reading is a good thing. We don't hear enough of the written word, and except for the Bible, people read, you go to church every Sunday and you, or Wednesday or Tuesday, depending on your church, or Tuesday and Thursday, or, you know. I actually did not understand this, but now I know why the you go to church a lot, because the ministers get paid per sermon. I had no idea that's what it was about. So that's why they have you go to church. They say it's to help you come to Jesus, but really it's to help them get their new car. So anyways, I want to read some Way of Life by Lao Tzu, translated by Witter Biner, and I love this book. I refer to it all the time, because when we think that this book was written thousands of years ago, I mean, we're in 2016, it was written 600 BC or something like that, quite a long while ago, before Christ, that's for sure. And it speaks to us as humans. We're all humans. I mean, that's really what we are. Existence, by nothing bred, breeds everything. Parent of the universe, it smooths rough edges, unties hard knots, tempers the sharp sun, lays blowing dust, its images in the wellspring never fails. But how was it conceived, this image of no other sire? That's right. This image of no other sire. Like, we are all one unique little creature. Every time we come onto this planet, it's a unique thing. And that needs to be honored again. And that is what the nuclear industry is refusing to do. They do not honor life at all. And I think that's the outrage for me when I see the Solutions Project, which really is a great idea, but why aren't they out here talking about Fukushima going on for 5 years, or Indian Point, or WPP? Or even, frankly, the Dakota Pipeline. Like, why aren't they saying, hey, you guys need to be putting protective gear on from the radiation? All these young people going out there, exposing themselves to high levels of radiation in many of those places. 15,000 abandoned mines on the Native American lands. Because it was unregulated, when they finished the uranium mining, they just left them open. They didn't cover them up. The uranium dust was everywhere. The tailings was everywhere. It was just a filthy little dump site like they make with coal. Only it was uranium, folks. High level. And where do you think that's going? All east. The wind goes west to east, folks. Hello, Cancer. I guess it's cha-ching medical industry, right? We really are assets on a balance sheet. This is why I need to read Lao Tzu to remember. I mean, to remember who we really are. Nature does not have to insist. Can blow for only half a morning. Rain for only half a day. And what are these winds and these rains but natural? If nature does not have to insist, why should man? It is natural, too, that whoever follows the way of life feels alive, that whoever uses it properly feels well used, whereas he who loses the way of life feels lost. For whoever keeps to the way of life feels at home. Whoever uses it properly feels welcome. Whereas he who uses it improperly feels improperly used. Fail to honor people, they fail to honor you. That's poem 23, folks, and that speaks to everything. That is why we have riots in Charlotte right now, because they have not been honored. They've been living with filthy water. What do you think is going to happen in Flint in 2 or 3 years? I mean, this thing with Michael Brown, this is why around the time when the Westlake moms really got the gist of what was going on, they were getting their groove on with getting public knowledge, Michael Brown's death happened. The whole racial thing blew up. Now, here I am 3 years later thinking maybe that was intentional by the nuclear industry, because it sure stopped the moms' momentum in their tracks. To the point where even their own senator, Claire McCaskill, voted for a budget bill that did not include any money for their town. We have a call, so let me see if I can add it in. Good morning. You're on the radio with Lonnie Clark at the Age of Fission radio show. Who am I speaking with?
Good morning, Lonnie Clark. This is Dave Parrish from Operation Save the Earth. How are you this Friday morning?
I'm doing really great. Great to talk to you, Dave.
Awesome, awesome. I've been listening to your show every Friday for many, many, many weeks now. I love it.
Really? That's great to know, because
yep.
We can't tell. There's hardly no statistics to tell us how many people listen. So I'm really grateful that you have called in. Thanks for joining me. What is it that you wanted to chat about?
Well, you know, I was just going through the articles this morning. I was getting ready to do the show that I do later today. I do it every Friday as well.
Well, tell us
and
about,
I was reading about.
Tell us about that show. We have a few minutes. Tell us about that show.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I do something called the Fuku Friday Happy Hour Hangout. It's an 8-minute Fukushima news update that I do live on Periscope. And then it gets archived
live on Periscope. What's Periscope?
Periscope is a new social media format. It's where you basically can record video of yourself live and put it up.
It's kind of like live stream, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's an alternative.
I mean, you can do it with your mobile phone. You can be anywhere in the world and you can do it. So it's very cool.
Okay. So, all right, great. Well, I think I've seen some of your videos. You post them on your Facebook page, right?
Yep, they're on the Facebook page and
yeah.
Also on YouTube. So,
yeah, I've seen them actually. I know. So that's what that is. That's I've often wondered. You know, like you're talking to people as if there's people there, and I'm like, because I work. Like I've never been able to get in on that because I'm always like that. 2 hours from now is completely inopportune time for me.
Sure. Yeah. So. Right. You know, just as long as the word gets out there, I think you're right. You know, Lonnie, that. You know, just putting it up in the air, you know, letting the vibration of it, you know, it really does, it makes a difference. I know that's true. I mean, ask Dana, you know, all that beautiful work that he did for us, and, you know, he's being, you know, convicted for, you know, just speaking his mind. I just, you know.
Well, unfortunately, he has been the victim of, they did this, you know, that law that they had him arrested under had just passed in May. It just passed.
Oh.
So this is why it's important for us to pay attention to the laws. This is why when I heard that there was only 6 law firms in the United States that go after the nuclear industry, I changed my major in college. I wanted to get a master's degree in Spanish and become an international translator so that I could stop doing my business. But man, like this is urgent. This is super urgent. We need people to like stop these people. Because think about this, Dave, 15,000 uranium mines abandoned on the Native American lands. So tell us about this article that you wanted to share with us.
Well, let's see. I just was looking at it's in the Japan Times today. It just came out today. It says, Canada activists found guilty of harassing Sarin scientists over Fukushima fallout. And they talk about Dana. Let's see.
Thank you for sharing that. That's breaking news.
Yeah, sure. It says that Canadian environmental activists who waged a sustained online campaign against 2 prominent marine scientists who will remain nameless, was found guilty of criminal harassment in a court in Victoria on Thursday. The court heard that Dana Durnford, 54, threatened violence against you-know-who and, you-know-which university and which oceanographic institution. Accused them of underplaying the extent of the damage caused by the Fukushima disaster.
3 years probation.
3 years probation. What does that mean?
Means he can't threaten violence. He cannot. He cannot mention their names. Probably, he probably cannot threaten violence. See, in Canada, the law says, they just passed it in May, because when he got arrested, mm-hmm. I looked into it. The law says if you threaten anybody publicly and say, I want to knock your head off, that's just as good as hitting them in the face, and you will be convicted.
Apparently.
Yes. I mean,
that's what the court said.
But, you know, I mean, we have our own draconian laws. I mean, here, they don't even need to do that. They just have to say, mm-hmm. We think you're suspicious and you're coming with us. You know what I mean? It's really draconian.
You know, draconian, that goes beyond the fact. I mean, think about this, Lonnie. How come Dana got convicted of this?
And these guys get to lie.
And yet.
Yes.
And yet the sailors from Operation Tamagotchi have not had yet their day in court.
And they have to fight just to get to court, just to prove they have a right while they're dying off. Well, that's why I read this constitution this morning. To establish justice. Have we established justice? This is what our constitution is for, is to establish
mm-hmm.
justice. I mean,
exactly.
it is so. And then when I read this testimony, I mean, this book, when you read the testimony of the people making these decisions in 1960,
right.
they heard it. But what they didn't do was they got subverted. I mean, when we hear these scientists saying, well, we need more scientific proof. No, we don't. Linus Pauling, we had 9,000 scientists sign their name saying, we know unequivocally that the spread of nuclear pollution is hazardous to human health. So we don't need
right.
more scientific studies. We need scientific studies on how to reverse the negative effects, on how to help people, how to remediate their soil, how to move
mm-hmm.
them out. We need the money to move people who are too close, like the people in St. Louis, like the people, the Native American tribes. Like those lands need to be remediated immediately, period,
right.
for free. I mean, what I have discovered, Dave, is just astonishing that the Manhattan Project waste is everywhere. That stuff.
Oh, I know.
They were completely had. I mean, honestly, Mengele would probably be proud of what's happened in the United States.
Yeah,
because
no kidding.
You and I are considered useless feeders, and they treat us like that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I actually called the Democratic Party, the Democratic Congressional Committee yesterday and the Democratic Senatorial Committee yesterday and said, you know what? You guys are going to get spanked for committing suicide because I personally cannot vote for Hillary Clinton or a single Democrat. I even called my congressman who I like, Pete DeFazio, and said, I can't vote for you until you until you come out against election fraud. We are living in a fascist state until you say that was not correct. We had the
That's
election
true.
Stolen because the person that we wanted would have really rocked the boat. Why do you think mm-hmm. they're letting Donald Trump like slide ahead? Because now he's like, oh, he's the outsider. He is no outsider. He's going to click his heels and say Sieg Heil, you know? I mean, honestly, the thing that's scary about him is his partner. We're going to have a Cheney-Bush kind of a presidency. And
mm-hmm.
Pence is a serious little fascist. I mean, Pence is scary. I do not like Mike Pence at all as a woman.
Yeah.
He's very anti-woman. I mean, he really makes it impossible for women to have birth control. Their right
mm-hmm.
to choice has ended. He wants us back home, having babies, sit down and shut up. You don't have a right to talk.
Yeah.
I mean, he actually, his office had me falsely investigated by the Capitol.
Really?
Yes, I've told this story here a couple times. I called his office and said, hey, I disagree with your vote. The one time he was a congressman, I said, hey, I disagree with your vote because
mm-hmm.
he had voted against extending unemployment benefits for the newly unemployed after the economic crash. Remember when the Congress
right.
said, screw you right at Christmas? I called him
mm-hmm.
up and said, hey, you know what? As an American, I wouldn't mind having to pay more taxes. I wouldn't mind if you increase the budget because really, somebody might freeze to death in New York City this winter. $400
mm-hmm.
is a lot of money to people that have nothing. And
that's true.
I got a call about a week later from a detective here in Eugene who said it was reported that I had threatened to murder their staff.
Oh. Please, really?
Yes.
unbelievable.
Yes, and I'll be honest, I went off on that guy. I was like, what? And blah, 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 blah. You should be filing a lawsuit yourself and blah, 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 blah. These criminals, a long arm of intimidation. I mean, I was like,
right.
Hit my button. I mean, I never even spanked my kids, Dave. I don't believe in violence. I'm a survivor
right.
of severe child abuse. There's no way I run away from it. I don't own a gun. I've been encouraged to go get a gun. Not interested in any of that stuff. I mean, personally, I believe in pacifism. I think it's a stronger force. Like what
Absolutely.
We have with our brains and our thoughts are things. We can change people's minds just by deciding we're going to change their minds and thinking positively and loving them enough. I really believe, like, and keep yourself away from narcissists and sociopaths. That's like the other part of that.
You know what I mean? Yep.
But I mean, yep. So really, and I wrote a letter to everyone, Barack Obama, I mean,
oh,
everyone, the detective. I mean, at first I wrote a one-page letter, and I thought, screw them. I'm going to make them read my whole letter. I submitted a big, long letter, which did not get one response from one elected official, not the mayor, not the congressman, but not one. I was falsely accused of saying something that was wholly untrue, and none of them stuck up for me. So
this, very typical.
Well, you know what, Dave? I'm heartbroken as an American. I don't know how old you are, but I just turned 60. And really, I believe that I believed we had done this, established justice, that we had a system that would actually work for us. And I forget who I was talking to yesterday, but we said the same thing. Like, we're of this age group. I think they were like 54, my friend. And we were like, you know, we're stunned. This election has really shown us that we are assets on a balance sheet. They don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
So Dana got convicted. At least he's on probation.
Yeah, and I hope that if Dana's listening to this morning, that he understands that the anti-nuclear movement and all the Fuqua fighters, we stand behind him and all of his good works, and we send him nothing but love and devotion and whatever it takes.
That's
we're going to stand behind him. So, you know, if the establishment wants to continue to try to push us around, they're going to find out that there's more of us than there's more of them.
Well,
okay,
this is the thing. We just have to be careful with our words. We have to make
right.
sure we don't get emotional about it, that we just talk about the facts like these. And the fact is, they are murderers. I mean, that's how
yep.
I feel about it. They are murderers.
Straight up.
I mean,
straight up.
For those listeners who don't understand this backstory that Dave and I are very familiar with, these two scientists went into the ocean, tested the water, and said, gee, there's not much cesium in it. The water's perfectly safe. There's no radiation from Fukushima. Move along.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the lie in that is, even Dr. John Goffman said in his book, Poison Power, it is safer to drink a gallon of seawater than to eat one small fish, because a fish magnetizes the radiation by 1,000 times, some fish 10,000 times.
Yep.
So the radiation in fish is much higher than it is in a bottle of seawater. So that,
oh, yeah.
And these scientists know that. That's the
mm-hmm.
anger. And Dana lost his temper in a video when they first reported it, and, you know, like, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, really ridiculous. They came, I mean, it was a shock. But you know what? I did anticipate this, because they want to make him he is the sacrificial lamb. They want to make him the example, right? So that,
mm-hmm.
not a bad example. He's not going to go to court. He is on probation for 3 years. And the fact is, we just have to be super specific with our language.
Yep.
That's all. And talk about...
You know, whereas the bad guys can, you know, just spew out whatever lies they want. And, you know, whatever, you know, and
right.
not have to worry about fact-checking. But we have to toe every line. We have to do all this stuff. We have to be scientific method all the way. But these idiots out here can just keep spewing the same old rhetoric over and over and over and try to shove it down our throats. Here's the best part, Lonnie, because of the work that you do, the work that Dana does, the work that Kevin Blanch does, the work that all of the Fuqua fighters do, we keep putting the real truth out there, and all of their stupid lies just sound exactly like that. Nobody is buying their little fairyland stories anymore.
Yeah, but you know what, Dave? This is my frustration. Nobody wants to stop it. They're out there trying to stop the black snake, but not the invisible snake. Do you get what I'm saying? Like that young man, Alex Cohen, who interviewed, he's from St. Louis. Now he's living exposed to radiation in a city that's got radiation.
Yes.
He's out there. He did not. They don't have a Geiger counter because, let's face it, they're expensive. But the conversation about radiation never came up because they're talking about the pipeline. But really what they're doing, think about what the pipeline is doing. It is spreading the uranium tailings. The dust has been settled in many of those lands for many years, but now they're stirring up the dirt. It's like, it's so outrageous. And they know. This is the thing. And I do not hear a single activist talking about this. Like, the uranium mining, 15,000 tailings, how many tailings along that pipeline are being disturbed? And you know they're moving along with it. That's my point. This is why nothing that we say matters. We could jump up and down. That's why people don't want to hear about it. That's why they don't want to talk about it. It's kind of like, have you seen that movie V for Vendetta?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, you know how in that movie, everybody, when you open it up and everybody's like, you know, watching the television, accepting the fascism and doing everything that they're told. That's exactly where we're at right now. And nobody.
Yeah,
really,
but also remember this, Lonnie, what happened at the end of the movie?
Well, we think people stood up. I'd sure love to see what happened after the end of that movie. Because we had people stand up one time. Easy to stand up once. You know what I mean? That's the thing.
And I think, you know, that's what we're seeing in North Dakota right now. You know, we're seeing tribes, you know, indigenous tribes from around the world showing up to stop this Dakota Access pipeline. And it's working. It's working. And, you know, what that is doing is it's showing, it's setting examples for the rest of us.
That thing is getting built. They're moving along. They're moving along. They're building it. They closed down.
Of course they're building it. But you know this unified front that the tribal leaders are presenting. Do you think those guys are going away? No way. They're not gonna let this thing go through. They're gonna find a way to make it happen. I mean, we stopped Keystone, didn't we?
We have not stopped Keystone. To be honest, Dave, no. We have postponed Keystone. I mean, I'll be honest. By the end of next year, Keystone's going to be approved by all of our Congress.
Well, if Clinton's president, then for sure.
Well, if Trump is president, for sure. It's going to get built. Trump says he won't build Keystone. He will change his mind, and Congress will pass, and he'll say, well, I had to go along with it. I mean, honestly,
will stand up again and stop it. I'm telling you, we are in an age now, especially the younger generation, where, you know, we have access to information that's global and entertainment, all right? So we're much more informed than we were like 30 years ago. Because instead of just listening to the corporate powers, you can go online and do your own research, right? So a lot of people are, and a lot of people are discovering the truth and standing up for it.
That is true, and I will give you that. We do have that for us. And that's why I'm here, because I encourage people to stand up. I'm just saying we need a little bit of a reality check on it's not that easy. Really, they're moving around us. It's like what's happening with the soldiers. For us, it's a no-brainer that our government would protect the soldiers of the USS Reagan and the other ships that were there. I mean, these people are dying. And they were just young men. They trusted the people. I mean, it is a violation. It's like they've been raped of life. You know what I mean? It's outrageous.
And all of our so-called elected leaders who, you know, continuously pontificate to support the troops, where are they?
Right, exactly. I mean, they vote against it, and they vote against veteran benefits. And they, you know what I mean? And they continue, but they say the right words. This is my point about the Dakota Pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline. The money. And the scary part for me about both the Dakota and the Keystone is this hidden secret of 15,000 abandoned uranium mines.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, think about what we're doing in terms of exposure. I mean, think about what we're doing. No one's even talking about it. And there are activists there who do know about it, but because nobody wants to talk about it, they're not bringing it up. I know after reading the Defenders of the Black Hills, I went to their website, and I actually encourage everybody to go there. The show that I pre-recorded on Monday talks about this, but I know they know. They actually wrote a really great piece of it's bit naive, their legislation, in terms of having how a legislation is written, but guess what? They wrote something. They submitted it to their representative, Grijalva. Who knows? Just like Claire McCaskill knows that radiation is poisoning the people of St. Louis. Just like the Senator Mike Pence, governor, I mean, wasn't he of Indiana? I mean, in Illinois, there's radiation all over. Mm-hmm. Look what, I mean, they know it's killing people. And yet, they decide, calladito, they're not going to say a single word. Let's don't even breathe it. It's a mystery why those crabs off of Japan washed up. And they are allowed to even print those words. And this is why I get you on your indignation about Dana, man. This is so outrageous.
It is. But, you know, I just want the bad guys to understand something. You can win all these battles all you want. Understand that we are going to win the war. Okay, this nuclear era is over. It is over. Uranium spot prices are never going to be $60 again. The, you know, this so-called, you know, nuclear push by China, that's going to fizzle out. All this, you know, stuff, you know, it's going to bring nuclear back. Oh, we're going to bring thorium salt in, and we're going to have small modular reactors. You guys have been talking about that for 25 years, and we haven't seen a lick of it since.
You know what I bet you, Dave?
What's that?
His sentence of 3 years probation, I bet you he's not allowed to be online.
I don't see how they can do that.
Well, it's
I don't
Canada.
See how you can stop somebody from being online. This would set a precedent that I do not know about.
It's Canada. So we'll find out. I guess we'll find out from Dana when he gets up. He's probably going to take the next couple days off. But,
a well-deserved rest, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I hope Dana, you know, gets rested up and gets ready to come back and battle even harder, because that's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. We need to just make sure that our words are articulate, that we don't exaggerate, that we stick to. And this is the kind of my annoyance, too. In a way, the facts don't matter, Dave. It's not the facts, because we already know the facts, but the facts are being ignored. That's the issue for me. They're ignoring the facts. They're not just, oh, we need to find out the facts. We know the facts. We know we're going to have the 2020 elections with surfing for the first time off of Japan. That's like a bad joke.
The surfers know, but they love surfing too much. They know that, you know, well, I'm not eating a fish while I'm surfing, so I probably will be okay. That's probably their rationale.
You know what, Dave?
And what it really comes down to is education of people. Right? You know, if they don't want to share the information, if the bad guys don't want to keep it, you know, enclosed, that's fine. You know, if that's up to us then to be able to share it with the next generation to educate them. Like I said, the next generation, they have the access to all this information. And, you know, some of them will want to pursue it, some of them will not. Okay? And that's fine. The ones who don't, the bleachers are over there. That's fine. The ones who want to be involved, come on along. We can help you.
I agree wholeheartedly, because you know what? It's like whenever you sell a product, you know, I don't know if you've been in sales much, but when you sell a new product on the market, the first 25% sells right away. The next 25% sells a little bit slower, but still fast. The third 25% sells quite slow. The last 25% takes another 20 years.
Yep.
To saturate the market. So we're at the beginning of the first 25%. Like, people are beginning to know now, but they aren't active. Like, they're not willing to call their elected officials. Like, I actually am calling on my Facebook page. I'm calling every member of the Environment Committee out each day and just saying, hey, we need you to pass Bill 4100, get out of committee so we can start getting some money to help the remediate. I mean, this is the thing. This bill, once it comes out of committee, Dave, there's no money for it. So what's that's why they're saying, what's the point? Because then they're going to have pressure to find money. That's why they don't do it, because it's really show me the money. So
it is. It's pay or play. That's the political system we have. And that's the thing that Bernie Sanders was talking about. It doesn't matter who's going to be president next. Until you take money out of politics, you're going to get the same result.
Well, actually, until we take the military out of politics, because we're being run by the military. So let's just face it, it's a fascist. I mean, I get some flack because I refer to us as the United Soviet States of America now. Really. I mean, who would have thought Putin looks like a decent world leader 20 years ago? I mean, I'm just...
right.
I mean, honestly,
That's true. It's stunning.
It's really stunning.
But if we do some of the things that Dr. Jill Stein was talking about recently, by starving the military, well, they don't have any power then, do they?
So this is my question to you. How quickly do you think Jill Stein would be murdered if she wins any portion of the election? I think it's not going to take very long. I mean, you know, I personally think that they just have it all lined up. Hillary Clinton is going to steal the election. No matter what, she's going to be president.
I've been predicting Trump is going to win, but Hillary's been cheating the whole time.
Yes.
So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if her cheating, you know, carries the day. I don't see Trump lying down for that. Unlike, you know, Bernie, you know, who, you know, went into the corner.
Yeah.
I don't see Trump, you know, just, you know, clapping his hands and saying, good job, Hillary. I don't see him doing that, you know. So, you know,
this
I think
we'll
have a fight on our hand no matter what happens in November.
I think he's a red herring. I think he'll puff up and have a recall, and then it'll go to her. And I think he's working for his billion-dollar bonus to help her get elected. That's what I really believe. I do not think he's a real candidate. I think that they took the real candidate off the table and allowed Trump to go ahead to make everybody feel like, oh, we have an outsider, so now we can vote for – and then all these burnt-out Bernie people will definitely vote for Trump. And then – but there's enough Democrats that he's alienated. So for sure – I mean, this is what I figure. The deal he cut with Hillary Clinton is this. He gets a super large billion-dollar bonus if she doesn't have to steal the election.
Right. Sure.
I mean...
You know, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, none of what happened in the election would surprise me, except for one thing. If all the voters took the Brewster's Millions approach and just wrote in none of the above.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, look, we have about 2 minutes left. Why don't you tell us how to get to your show later and what time and how to find you regularly?
Sure. The Fuku Friday Happy Hour Hangout, like I mentioned before, is always live every Friday at 1:30 on Periscope.
1:30 p.m.
Pacific time. That's right. So it's 4:30 Eastern, and it's 5:30 a.m. Tokyo time. And let's see, if you don't have Periscope, that's fine. Just find the Operation Save the Earth page, YouTube page, and we have all of our archived episodes right there. We have the old half-hour episodes, and we have the new 8-minute formats right there for you to check out.
Your YouTube channel is called Operation Face the Earth.
Yep.
Save the Earth.
We have a Facebook page. We're available on Google+ and Twitter.
That's where I've seen you.
All the social media is out there, Operation Save the Earth. So.
Awesome, Dave. Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for being a devoted listener. Thank you for breaking the big news about Dana, because I have been super busy, haven't even looked at any of the news. Breaking news, and let's all give Dana our support. But I really appreciate you calling in. It's been quite stimulating. Please call in again. Maybe you can co-host with me sometime. I'd love that.
I'd be very happy to do that, Ronnie. You keep doing what you're doing.
What
you're doing is super, super important, and I wish more people would do it, because... You know, putting your voice out there, believe me, it seems like a big risk, it seems like a big deal, but I'm telling you, once you start sharing the information, sharing the truth, there's nothing more gratifying.
That's right. We're going to be the tsunami that stops them. So I appreciate your support, Dave. Thank you for calling in. Share this show with other people so we get a wider audience, and I really appreciate your time.
Definitely, for sure. You have an awesome weekend, all right?
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So that was really great. We have 40 seconds left. So this is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission. It's been Call-In Friday. That was Dave Parrish with Operation Save the Earth. That's his YouTube channel. You can find him on Periscope. And I really appreciate you dropping in. Put your courage feet on, everybody. Take some action. Figure out how you can engage. We can be the tsunami. Take care.
are listening to UCY.TV.